Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Quiz. Your chance to see who's had their listening ears on and been paying the most attention during the week that just was. I'm Bryce Corbett. All week in the Squiz Kids Today podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day, run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. Now, it's time to test how much of the week's news you've retained, and in the process, see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend ahead, including, of course, the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. Here's how the quiz works. 5 questions for kids about the week in news, and then 5 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Simples. You ready? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 5 questions. Question number 1. In the podcast this week, we were very excited to hear that Tasmania now has a national AFL team that will join the competition in 2028. What is the name of the new Tassie team? Yeah, well done if you said the Tassie Devils. Question number 2. Zookeepers in Adelaide were turning cartwheels this week after it was confirmed that 2 animals, on loan from China, have had their stay extended. What type of animals are they? And I'll give you a hint, they're big and cute and very cuddly. Yes, of course, I'm talking about giant pandas. Wang Wang and Fu Ni are their names. Question number 3. The normally chilly country of Iceland has been hotting up again this week as something explosive happened for the 4th time in 3 months, causing residents to evacuate their homes. What happened? Yeah, that's right, it was a volcanic eruption. Question number 4. Cyclone Megan caused chaos in the town of Burralula in the Northern Territory as it made landfall earlier this week. Name the big body of water between Queensland and the NT that Cyclone Megan came in over. And I'll give you a hint. It's the Gulf of... That's right, it's the Gulf of Carpentaria. Question number 5. We heard in the podcast this week how a US pop star made Billboard chart history this week featuring her 98-year-old grandmother on her latest track, Ordinary Things. What is the name of the pop star I am talking about? Well done if you said Ariana Grande. How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 5? Do you reckon that's enough to beat the adults? Yeah, I reckon so too. Okay, adults, now it's your turn. Fire up the grey matter. Here we go. Question number 1. Which famous Queensland sports stadium was saved from demolition this week as the government went back and forth on its plans for the 2032 Olympic Games? It is, of course, the Gabba. Question number 2. Last Saturday was a special day for one of Australia's federal cabinet ministers who said, "I do," to her long-term partner. Which Aussie politician tied the knot last week? Yes, of course, it was Penny Wong, the foreign minister. Question number 3. A women's English Premier League soccer match between Arsenal and Chelsea was delayed this week by which fashion faux pas? Yeah, well done if you said that both teams were wearing the same coloured socks. Oh dear. Question number 4. During an interview this week, Donald Trump made some unflattering remarks about Australia's ambassador to the United States. Who is the ambassador in question? Yes, that's right. Well done if you said the former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Question number 5. This Wednesday was an extra special day because it's one of the two times each year when day and night are the exact same length. What's the name for these days? And I'll give you a hint. The name comes from the Latin words meaning equal and night. Ah, well done if you said equinox. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Tell me, who won bragging rights this week? If you've missed any of these cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that's the end of the quiz, which means it's now time for...
Shoutouts.
It's Friday, March 22. Today is the International Day of the Seal. How cute are seals? I mean, seriously, if I could have one as a pet, I totally would. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And I think because there's quite a lot of you, we ought to crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it! It's happy birthday to Baxter from Abbotsford, James from Penshurst, Amelia from Parkinson, Lachlan from New Gisborne, Steffi from DY, Louis from Garvock, Azalea from Gordon, Mackenzie from Cherrybrook, Ned from North Caulfield, Carson from Palmerston, Lana from Highgate Hill, Slider from Echuca, Lily from Launceston, Finn from West Albury, Teddy and Belle from Jabiru, Annabelle from Chatswood, Eloise from Castledine, and Lionel, who's listening all the way over there in Abu Dhabi, Franca, who's listening all the way over there in Singapore, and Felix, who's tuning in from Houston in the United States of America. What an international bunch we are. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Don't forget, there'll be a new one dropping first thing every Friday morning, and the best bit, they're absolutely free. Just as our other excellent content is free too. We're talking to Squiz Kids Today news podcast on Mondays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, a Squiz Kids shortcut or a Squiz the World every Tuesday, and for all the teachers out there, there's the Classroom Companion, our teacher-produced classroom activity sheets, curriculum-aligned and tied to the Daily Pod on Mondays, and whose entire back catalogue is now able to be searched via our website. Genius. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or simply subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and all the audio content will magically appear. For now though, this is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have a most excellent weekend. Over and out.